11 o'clock, time for World on Three with Mary Ann Kennedy.
Mon amour, Mbambo, porte-moi sur tes épaules. Emmène-moi là où tu iras, ton chemin sera le mien.
Mayafa, bien amoué, yafa nema, bien au baquet comme Minkela, ni Toumane, ni Bilalila, la femme.
Bamboo. a big star at home in Mali and his native Guinea. But we don't, however, hear Sekuba Bambino that often in the UK. That's a new release, though, on Loose Africa, celebrating his 20 years in the business. And he was joined on Bercemoi there by Christine Sarr. You're listening to World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, and I'm very much on home territory tonight with a session recorded here in Glasgow with one of Scotland's unholy trinity of fiddle big bands, Session A9, and in very fine form they were too. So let's get into the right frame of mind with another fiddle band, but from Finland. This is Frigg from their new album Polka 5 and a set written by their bassist Antti Järvelä. This is Bo. He who has not been a servant does not know true poverty, summing up the theme of the whole album of songs of Polish serfdom from Ruta, recent session guests here on World on Three with Lopa Kotari experiencing the full-on live thing in the studio. And before that was Frigg, who'll be headed for the UK at the beginning of the year with a tour based around an appearance at Celtic Connections. We hope to catch up with him there. BBC Radio 3 will, of course, be at the festival. We've always had a great time at the late night sessions in Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on Three, and this next song is from the ultimate heart-on-sleeve Dubliner, Damien Dempsey. After a surprising and really rather good album of Irish trad covers, he's back with his own songs for the most part on this new release, Almighty Love, including this very personal message based on his direct experience of suicide and folk contemplating it.
My buddy Stevie, I loved him well. We had some laugh, he was sound as a bell. Our little lives, they ran parallel. He played with fire and got burnt as hell. And I'm remembering little things we'd done. We bumped the train out to the beach in the sun. We'd steal some ice pops and laughing run. And through the sand dunes with finger guns. But one day Stevie got a bitten by a bug. Fascinated by the life of the thug, he felt a weakling and he craved some power. But the thug's existence consumed, torn, sour. I'm missing you. Buddy Chris, he was quiet but tough, and to his face you wouldn't call him a puff. We donned the boxing and had many's the scrap. To this young warrior I'll tip my cap. In Celtic times it wasn't seen as wrong. Shame came along. They called this love evil and they done much harm. But if you're hurting no one, you'll be in God's arms. Oh, Chris and Stevie, I miss you both. To my young people caught down from a rope, it breaks my heart. You went so far. To our young people, be proud of who you
are. at Ludgate Hill, on the cracked and blackened cobbles of the town. The ashes fall to rest as the tiny king of birds he flutters down to build a citadel to light glory in the dark and from hell to breathe hope in every heart. At Ludgate Hill, through the siren screams, the heavens burn again. The city holds its breath as the tiny little king in slumber bed arises from the dust to light glory in the dark, through the frost to breathe hope in every heart. Oh, 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 oh.
Inspired by the Occupy movement on the steps of St Paul's Cathedral, Corinne Polwart from her new album Traces. She has, of course, recorded a good deal since Scribbled in Chalk way back, the album that really put her on the map. But I think this is the album that is its real successor, and I think I'd be hard put as well to come across a better album to be released this year. And with that in mind, we're very fortunate that she'll be joining us in session with her band in November. And it's another Scottish lineup that joined us in Glasgow for tonight's session a couple of weeks ago, as they were just heading out on tour. Session A9 started out life as a fairly easygoing, spontaneous thing, but styles and performers from the length of Scotland gradually coalesced to form one of the country's major fiddle bands. And Session A9 are recognised today as part of the backbone of Scottish traditional music. They started out for us with a gentle warm-up, a set of wedding polkas written by lead fiddler Charlie McKerran.
Thank you.
one of Scotland's great fiddle big bands playing in session for World on 3 here at Pacific Quay in Glasgow. And Charlie McKerran, one of the fiddle section there behind the tunes, those wedding polkas from their brand new album. And, well, just to explain, Session A9, there's a fiddle section who are Kevin Henderson and Charlie and Adam Sutherland and Gordon Gunn. And with them is Brian McAlpine on keyboards, Mark Clement on guitar and David Chimp Robertson on percussion. Now, Charlie, as soon as you stepped into the studio here, you guys kind of automatically gravitated towards this circle to set up. And it is a band that really started off as a session.
I suppose that's right, Marianne. It's like we certainly met at various festivals and it was definitely a bit more haphazard and random in the early days, let's say.
Spontaneous.
A bit more spontaneous. And it was like, it's one of these things because we kind of live quite far apart, so we'd have to make efforts to get together to rehearse. And so it was quite a long process to get this, get us all tightening up. And there's been a few lineup changes over the years as well. And but we've got a, just delighted with the present lineup, and the fiddle section is like a, it's a very kind of natural rapport we have with each other. And it's very much a, you know, a group effort from the strings.
Brian, you were also in from the start.
Yes.
And the A9 part of it is quite specific. And actually, it's still fairly relevant to the band in its current lineup.
It is, the A9 being the spine of Scotland. And we seem to crawl up and down the spine of Scotland all the time in an effort to see each other.
because you have, well, you're down sort of Perth.
Well, I'm in Glasgow now. Oh, I was in Perth, mm-hmm. so I was down at the bottom of the A9.
And then you come up through Aviemore and, mm-hmm. and Charlie and Inverness with Mark, and I suppose a quick detour down Strathairic Way. And if you count the Shetland Ferry as an extension of the A9, I suppose Kevin Henderson gets in there. But a big band is always difficult to pull together. But Kevin is living in Norway, so that doesn't make things much easier, does it?
Well, actually, you know, something that's quite good because it means that when we see him, we're meant to see him and we're looking forward to it and we don't bump into him in the shops.
Now, looking at this new album, Charlie, again, like the other big bands that are around yourselves and Fiddler's Bed, all of you are very much aware of where your tunes and where your playing comes from. And just looking at this album, you're always very careful to pay dues to the older players that you got your tunes and playing from.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's the whole thing about traditional music is, you know, we've been influenced by some great players, you know, like for, in my own case, going back as far as likes of Hector McAndrew and Sean Maguire, and Kevin's got lots of influence from Shetland fiddle players, Adam's the same, and Gordon as well. We've all been influenced by a big range of players. And but interesting when you're talking about Fiddler's Bid and Blazing Fiddles, it's like we're all, you know, we are actually quite a kind of different bands, you know. And I love the fact, you know, like Blazing Fiddles are very true to their, you know, Highland music, and obviously Fiddler's Bid have got more of the Norse and the Shetland vibe, you know. And it's interesting because we are I think they are all very different bands.
But there was this kind of point at which all of a sudden there was this huge flourishing of fiddle playing, and out of that came the big bands.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, my perspective, it was like some projects I'd worked on previous to this was to, you know, work with a string section. And, you know, like it takes a bit of work and practice to put a lot of our parts together. And it's a natural progression for us to go on to be performing songs now and working with Mark and Brian's contemporary head on songs. It's like it's an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to hear a little bit of that a little later on, but it's again paying dues to a very special musician with this next tune, to the late great Gordon Duncan. And I had only ever heard this tune, Belly Dancer, in the man's hands himself playing on the pipes, but why were you drawn to this particular tune, Brian?
You know something, we are actually quite true to Gordon's original version of this. I mean, obviously it sounds quite different because of the lineup and the fact that there's no bagpipes, but we're pretty true to his original recording, arrangement-wise, and we've added our own influence, our own take on it as such, but I mean, it's just such a crazy tune. I mean, what an amazing composer, what an amazing range of tunes to write in the tradition and out with the tradition, and this one being out with the tradition.
Well, let's hear then the Belly Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
thinking on the late great piper Gordon Duncan, himself a musician and composer from alongside that A9 Road North, Pitlochry to be precise, and rightly hailed as a national treasure. There's more session tracks from Session A9 later on here on World on 3 with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. So let's head back beyond these shores and a band from Zimbabwe, music and a tradition from around the spectacular backdrop of the Victoria Falls. This is a song in the Tonga language, one of the less well-known languages of Zimbabwe and Zambia. This is Mokumba from their new release, Rising Tide, on the Belgian Igloo Mondo label, and Misozi.
Sozi gelo yanga Nina lemba kala tai kala ndilwani mai vako Misozi gelo yanga Nina lemba kala tai kala ndilwani mai vako Misozi gelo yanga Nina lemba kala tai kala ndilwani mai vako Baka huza tate vako Huza kala kanini chite bwanjine Baka huza tate vako Huza kalaka nini chite wajine Namenyesa mwana wabe naine Namenyesa mwana wabe naine Namenyesa mwana wabe naine Namenyesa mwana wabe naine Daka 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 da
Zach Solva.
From the smoke that thunders to the kingdom in the sky, and from Victoria Falls to the independent state of Lesotho, and a shepherd band of musicians who've created their own music from handmade instruments of wood, tin, metal, wire, right down to, genuinely, the kitchen sink. Sotho Sounds have been taking their music to international audiences for the past few years through WOMAD and WOMIX showcases, but this is their debut album on Riverboat Records, and a perfect name for them in junk funk. And we're going to stay down in Southern Africa for one more track with Vusa Makea. From Zimbabwe originally, we've heard him in the past as one of the members of the band Nsingizi. The album was part recorded in his current base of Vienna, but probably more importantly, back home in Bulawayo, where he was able to hook up with many old friends for this recording, vocalism, focusing on his favourite instrument, the human voice. Gospel plays a big part in the album, naturally enough, for a man who started out singing in Sunday school. Here, he shares the vocal duties with a singer called Future Love, and this track, Utando Luka Baba, describes God's love as being as far-reaching as the ocean. Vusa Makea and his new album Vocalism is released on ARC Music. Tonight's session comes from Scott's band Session A9, and in keeping with that flavour, this next track is from one of the original members of the band, although probably better known as part of the folk rockers Wolfstone. Duncan Chisholm has been based all his life up in the Invernessshire hinterland, where the Chisholms are particularly associated with the areas around the ruggedly beautiful Strathglass and Glenafric. Duncan spent the last 6 years working on a trilogy of albums and a multimedia live show celebrating this part of the world. And the final album of the three is now released. Afric features a lot of his own music, but also that of various friends, including Phil Cunningham, an erstwhile housemate, and Old Blind Dog's piper Rory Campbell, whose tune we hear first on this track, Innis Campbell, before being followed up by one of Duncan's own, the Erchless Scout. And Erchless isn't a rude Scots adjective, but the name of the castle in Strathglass that was the seat of the Chisholms for over four centuries. Thank you. The best outing yet for Newcastle graduates, The She, the six-piece all-girl ensemble who worked with the treacherous orchestra's Duncan Lyle producing on this new album, Murmurations. And it comes complete with unique artwork on every copy of the album, inspired by the sky dances of starling flocks. That track started out with a tune from Brepach's Callum McCrimmon, and it was followed by the band's own box player, Amy Thatcher, and her tune, Too Many Socks. So, from a toast to the lasses, right back to the lads, along the spine of Scotland's road network, the A9. Session A9 joined us recently for a session at Pacific Quay here in Glasgow, showcasing material from their new album, helpfully also called Session A9. Guitarist Mark Clement took the lead for this next song, a great cover of the teenage Jackson Browns' These Days.
Think a lot about the things that I forgot to do for you, and all the times I had the chance to. It's so hard to risk another these days. These days. These days I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in the song. And it's just sit on cornerstones, mark the time, and quarter turns to ten. My friend, and don't confront me with my failures, for I have not forgotten them. These days.
A gorgeous cover of Jackson Browne's These Days from Session A9, playing for us here on World on 3. And that, of course, featured Mark Clement, the guitarist, playing and singing with Brian McAlpine, piano, giving us a wee bit of backing vocals there. And also, we heard Gordon Gunn on mandolin. And that number kind of brought it home for me that you're not just trad heads. There's a whole lot of different influences that comes into the music. And Gordon, I know, has been known to Donna Stetson in the past, and classic singer-songwriter material, of course, through Mark, and even your own pop background, Brian, with the Pearl Fishers and the like.
Well, Session A9, I think it's more than the sum of the parts, if you know. I mean, everybody's got their identifiable knowledges and strengths and background, but when you add them together one by one, you get a far greater sum than you would expect. Everybody has amazingly eclectic musical tastes and a wide range of listening material, shall we say. And it's totally reflected in our approach to the music. It's a free approach. There are no rules for us.
Yeah, as Brian says, we're up for anything, you know, really. I think as long as we feel that at the same time we're still, you know, like loyal to our roots as well, you know, and one thing that we share is that I think we just like to be as musical as we can. It's a fantastic opportunity to be creative working with the band, and you know, sometimes certain parts of the procedure take longer than others, but amazingly it can come together.
Well, with four fiddles as well and four pretty distinct styles, how do you reconcile that to creating a cohesive sound that then represents the fiddle section and represents the band as a whole?
Well, I mean, we all have our own styles, but I think when we play together, we kind of our rhythms are quite locked together. You know, certainly from Three Strus Bass and jigs, it's like we can, you know, we can slightly alter our playing to play together, and I think we do sort of challenge ourselves to try and be as sweet a string section as we can in the songs, and we kind of focus on things like bowing just for a laugh, you know, but it does actually work. It's effective. It is effective, you know, when, you know, it does actually just tidy up the parts a wee bit more if you have the same bowing, but we have a good laugh trying to get that right.
Now, I have a question about this new album, Session A9, which is your third album, and the third one is the, to use that horrible word, the eponymous one. It's just called Session A9, which is normally what you'd call your first album. What is the thinking behind this, Brian?
Well, we just wanted to make it as simple as possible. We want to give people just the least amount to think about. And if we thought if we call the album Session A9 and the band Session A9, all you have to get out of that is Session A9 and it's a winner.
And did it work?
No. We went on stage recently as A9. It's like, okay, just missed the whole first bit.
A9 sessions?
A9 sessions. Session enough in France.
Enough.
Enough. I think they might have been being cheeky.
Just mention the fact that you've been playing in Europe and you have had something of a bonkers schedule of late.
It's been pretty full on because, as you pointed out earlier on, we are quite far apart in our habitats. We do have to get together and make the most of the time. So when we are together, it is pretty intensive.
Well, this is in between coming over from Belgium and then heading off for visa applications and going off onto a major tour all at once and heading for the Ryder Cup. I'm very jealous.
I know. And you know something? We're favourites to win, I think. You know, Charlie's pretty. He's got good strokes, says Charlie. Tiger's on the phone to him quite a lot. We're thinking of getting a restraining order.
There is a very strange thing about Scottish traditional musicians and golf, planning tours to fit golf courses and so forth.
It's a nice way to spend a few hours, definitely. But it's quite frustrating. It's like you see people playing at the top level, so we're hoping to go and get a few tips and. I think Adam's just after writing a tune for Rory.
He looks as though he's only just thought about that now. But we are going to listen to your own tunes, Charlie, for this. And in fact, honours evenly spread for this last set, I think, between yourself and Adam.
Oh, yeah, the first tune is a tune I kind of wrote for my brother-in-law's wedding out in Lewis, Ian and Karen. And it's the Real Mackay wedding. And then we're going into a brilliant tune, one of my favourite tunes, actually, called Stree Lodge, by pipe major William Ross, Willie Ross. Fantastic tune, we all love that. And finishing with another great Adam Solland tune called The Trip to the Market.
Well, thanks very much, guys, for coming in. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you survive the tour.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
rounding up as we set out with Session A9 at a wedding celebration, the real Mackay wedding, dedicated to Charlie McKerran's Isle of Lewis in-laws. Thanks to them all for coming into the Glasgow studio, and Neil Young for engineering the session. And the album, as I said, helpfully called Session A9, is out on their own label. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And I'm delighted to see this next album out at long last. We've been waiting a while for this, right back to an appearance at Celtic Connections last year for World on 3. Rachel Sermani has been tipped as one to watch ever since being semi-adopted, really, by English new folkies Mumford & Sons. Her debut album is out now, still very much hooked into her rural Highland upbringing, but the music and the songwriting is anything but insular. Have a listen to this from Under Mountains, Marshmallow Unicorns.
Dry her pretty eyes one day. I saw my lovely Anne away to the church go, gold rings on her fingers, white gloves on her hand. Gold rings on her fingers, white gloves on her hand. She's gone and she's wed with another young man. And I said, my lovely Anne, just bide a wee while, for you have been so falsely beguiled, for you have been so falsely beguiled. You're only I or she, and I'm not here. And the ladies and the gentlemen came inquiring on me, how many blackberries grow in the salt sea. And I gave my reply with a tear in my eye, as many ships sail the forest while serving the glasses of brandy and wine. Here's a health to last, she should have been mine. Here's a health to the bonnie lass, she should have been mine. She's only my old shoes, and you got her,
got her, got her.
My bonnie loves up and she's gone and left me. My bonnie loves up and she's gone and left me. But it's once or twice that she's left it with me. She's only my old shoes, and you got her. I'll go to my bed, and I'll take a long sleep. You can cover me over with lilies so, so sweet. You can cover me over. Live.
For is the only way forget
Sam Lee's Ground of Its Own, as I've already said, has to be the most distinctive English folk recording of the year. And of course, it's won itself a nomination for the 2012 Mercury Prize. That song is a tribute to his mentor and inspiration, the legendary singer Stanley Robertson, and also featured at the beginning the voice of another of the great Aberdeenshire traveller singers, Jean Turriff, and an extract from a classic, What Can a Young Girl Do with an Old Man? I'll leave you to work that out for yourself. But I will say that we have Sam Lee in session here on World on 3 next week. I'm really looking forward to that. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy here on BBC Radio 3. And next up, one of the Scandinavian releases of the year. I mentioned earlier that we were going to try and keep in with the fiddle flavours of the session tonight. So I'm going to turn to one of the String Sisters, the female-led fiddle supergroup. And in this instance, Norwegian fiddler Annbjørg Lien. Here she is from her album Kumloy, named after the oriental lanterns that float off into the sky. And this is Dancing Larry.
Thank you. so kuinka kulta päivä elon lupauksen täyttää poikki maiden kirjeen yli taivaan hymyilen katso kuinka kulta päivä elon lupauksen täyttää poikki maiden kirjeen yli taivaan hymyilen kunnes ilta
an introduction to a Finnish quartet from producer Antti Järvelä from Frigg, who I played at the beginning of the programme tonight. Kardemimmit bring together their twin passions of harmony singing and the national Finnish treasure that is the kantele in its various shapes and forms. The album's called Autio Huvila, and that particular song, Laulan, follows the changing light of a new day through to evening once more. So I'm going to come back one more time to the lads for this evening and to the Teesside trio, the Young'uns. Now, my description of their new album, Great Music, Dodgy Name, has apparently made it as the strapline to their Facebook page, and we'll definitely take that as a compliment and recommend that you get out to see them on their current tour with the Northern album launch tomorrow night at the Sage Gateshead.
Many men have sung before of love so strong and love so pure. As the morning mist comes down, I'll sing of love in a northern town. Well, she was born in 33. When we aside ships still put to sea, and she would skip and dance along to the rhyming, chiming shipyard song. And all she wanted in her life was to find a man and make a wife, to skip and dance, to settle down, to fall in love in a northern town. Their eyes first met in 51, waiting for a bus to come. And by the time the call man next came round, well, it was love in a northern town. And when love had young mouths to fill, well, love stood firm and love stood still. For love cannot be beaten down when love is true in a northern town. Thank you. She'll sail have died in 91, but love has never really gone. For it's love that keeps her from her sleep, and love that makes her smile and weep. And the river weir still sings her song, though all her ships and men are gone. And the shutters may have all come down, but there's still love in a northern town.
Cazzuna con usta e marrete, una capullella con la viziera aizzata.
Passi scampagnando petuletto, come una poppe te fa guardare.
Ma tu vuoi fare l'americano?
Americano, americano.
Senta me che tuo papà, tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi
whisky e soda,
poi ti senti disturbato. Tu balla rock and roll, tu giochi a baseball.
Ma i soldi per cammello, chi te li dà?
La borsetta di mamma.
Tu vuoi fare l'americano,
americano, americano.
Ma sei nato in Italia,
senta me, non c'è sta niente a fa o che Napolita. Tu vuoi fa l'America, tu vuoi fa l'America.
Come devo capire chi devo bene, se tu le parli mezza americana.
Quando si fa l'amore sotto la luna, come te viene capo di I love you.
Tu vuoi fare l'americano,
americano, americano.
Ma sei nato in Italia,
senta me, non c'è sta niente a fa o che Napolita. Tu vuoi fare l'America, tu vuoi fare l'America. Whisky and soda, rock and roll. Whisky and soda, rock and roll. Whisky and soda, rock and roll.
The Young'uns, Love in a Northern Town, was first up there from their new album. It's called When Our Grandfather Said No, and it's out on Navigator tomorrow. And that was followed up by Buskers to the Great and Good, the Gypsy Queens, claiming Hollywood music and your normal run-of-the-mill royalty amongst their audiences. And there, they were joined by American jazz singer Madeline Peru for a more trad version of the Neapolitan thumbing the nose at American wannabes than the summer hit version that was just everywhere last year. And it's that American connection that brings me to the last two tracks of the night. A live album from Mary Gaucher, who was with us at Celtic Connections late night sessions earlier this year. She's back in the UK for just three gigs next week, including London's Bush Hall. And we'll play out with A Song of Healing by Dorothy Tatsoke from the new Rough Guide to Native America. Thanks again to Neil Young in the studio, Roger Short producing, and The Session from Session A9. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and I'll be back with you next week with Mercury nominee Sam Lee. Good night. Thank you.
school, I prayed it would end. The jocks and their girls, it was their world, I didn't fit in. Mama said, baby, that's the best school money can buy. Be strong, hold your head up. Please, Mary, try. So I stole Mama's car on a Sunday, left home for good. Moved in with my friends in the city.
no que ahí en el como veía yo. Thank you.
Hello and a warm welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3 with me, Nicola Hall. And there's a strong Scandinavian feel to the next couple of hours of music with works by Steinhammer, Sibelius, Sandstrom and Grieg. But we've also got Beethoven's Violin Concerto to look forward to with soloist Victoria Abela. And that's all after the overture to the opera Estrella de Soria by 19th century Swedish composer Franz Berwald. Best known for his orchestral works, his opera isn't staged very often, although its so-called tragic overture has become one of his most popular works. Manfred Honeck now conducts the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
The overture to Franz Berwald's Estrella Soria with the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. Beethoven's only violin concerto was premiered in 1806 in Vienna by Franz Clement, who had to play it almost at sight, Beethoven allegedly delivering the score on the very day of the concert. A lukewarm reception led Beethoven to arrange it for piano, but a dazzling performance in 1844 by Joachim, then a 14-year-old violin prodigy, ensured its success in its original form.
Thank you.